Final coach on the teleconference today is Nebraska's Tim Miles. The Huskers are 8-7 on the season and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Nebraska will travel to Iowa on Tuesday before playing at Rutgers on Saturday. Coach Miles, good morning.
Good morning. Can I get a summary of what every coach has said before me, please, just in about 5 or 10 minutes?
I'll send you an email afterward. It'll be pretty lengthy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
In the meantime.
That sounds great. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Miles, please.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Chad Listikow with Des Moines Register.
Good morning, Coach. Hi. You guys, when you hosted Iowa last year, you probably saw some of the best Iowa had played all last year. Just curious in your scouting of them for tomorrow, how favorably does this year's team compare to how they were playing at the end of last year?
Well, they're playing, you know, that they've just come off a historic week. You know, they beat two top 15 teams in the country, and, you know, they've just looked terrific. And I think what has impressed me the most is, you know, not only Jared Utoff, I mean, with what he's done, whether it be points, rebounds, block shots, you know, just the way he's affecting the game. Last year, it seemed like they had more firepower, you know. But this year, you know, there's just, I think their confidence, they're oozing confidence right now. It looks like to me. And they're just, you know, they're playing to it, and guys are knocking down shots, even like Bear and Jock, and all those guys are really having a big impact on the game.
Thank you, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Tim, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I want to ask you about Siobhan Shields. Obviously, his statistics show that he's a pretty good player on the floor, but in meeting with him a few times and talking to him, I guess, off the floor, character seems to be off the charts. When did you know you had something special, both on the floor and then off the floor in academics and his community work?
Well, early in the season, you know, when we started practices his freshman year, he was terrific. He picked up the team scheme right away. He was a quote-unquote knows-how-to-play guy. Just great feel for the game, you know, just an instinct. And he and Brandon Uvell played well. And then he hurt his elbow and missed, a whole bunch in probably 6 games and 30 days or whatever. And so I knew in a hurry, but it probably was later that year when Chris Harriman's son, Avery, you know, was re-diagnosed with leukemia. And Siobhan became one of his best big buddies. He'd go by the house all the time and really took the kid under his wing and developed a unique and strong relationship with Avery, and still does to this day. So it's really, you know, a lot of college kids wouldn't want to be around a young kid with cancer, you know, maybe they'll go into the hospital visit and you know, they'll do their duty. But Siobhan truly, looked out for this guy and I think helped Avery through this process. And, he's just got such a giving heart. And for him to be a first-team academic All-American, I thought was really cool last season. And it was well-deserved. You know, biological sciences, I took biology, right, got a D. And, so he's doing pretty good, I think, you know, in my eyes. He's like a 387 in biological sciences. So he's a really bright dude, and he works very hard at his academics and takes them very seriously. So he's just an all-around great kid to coach.
He seems to have gotten some of that, or a lot of that probably, from his father. And I remember him with the Chiefs, with the Will to Succeed program, and, one of the more philanthropic athletes I've ever been around. Do you see that? I mean, is there that connection where he's a lot like Will?
I don't think there's any question. He's a lot like Will, and Will's had a huge impact on his life. I would not go without saying that Senya, his mother, has not had a huge impact on that on him too. And so when I look at that combination of, you know, that nuclear family looking out for their family and even others, they've really had a lot of success raising a family in a professional sports environment is not always easily done, as we can read in the paper at any point in time or the internet at any point in time. And so I think that impact that Will and his mom have had on him has been just terrific.
Thanks, Tim.
Yep.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we did have a question to come in from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Tim, are you pretty set with your lineup now? Do you like what you got for starters group?
Well, we're 8-7, so like what I've got is not the way I would phrase it. I don't know. The second half, the early second half stuff has not been to my liking.
Right.
If I tweak anything, maybe I'll see what we can do to start the second half differently. That's not concrete. That's just me laying awake at 3 a.m. thinking about it.
Sure.
So it's a little bit off the top of my head. But I don't like the way we're starting the second half, so we got to look at that. I don't mind the way the beginning of the game seems okay,
yeah.
But that second half stuff, I don't know if we need to make some changes schematically or personnel-wise, but we've got to certainly improve in that area.
Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Lee.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.